Welcome back to The Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm with Randy Joppy and Michael Gray, and we're firing up grills this morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up in the show. We're going to talk about the Dam to Dam that The Grilling Guys will be at on the 19th of February up in Croton Pond. We're going to piggyback on Tony Gates' gig, and we're going to crash his party.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to that. We're going to be up there a couple nights. We're going to be at the Damn She's Hot contest on Friday night, and then we're going to do the show on Saturday morning from up there, and then I think we're actually going to be doing some fishing.
That's right, and we're going to cover that later on the show. We're also going to talk to Paul Rotella, our Jersey boy.
Paulie.
My Goomba, Paulie, Big Paulie. We've got Chaz Thompson from Schmoes, and we got all of that.
We got Rob Russell, too.
So
the American cowboy.
That's right. We always have Rob Russell. He's probably just tying up his horse right now and looking for a payphone.
Be curious to see how he turns cowboy on a salmon.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think he imports those. There aren't too many of those running around in his backyard.
Is that a free-range salmon?
he actually got this recipe from Danny Skiff, our buddy down in Texas. Rob's a good one rep. I'm a good one rep. Danny Skiff covers Texas and like the whole West.
So this is ocean salmon, not freshwater salmon.
Yeah, most salmon are ocean salmon. They just happen to be in the Great Lakes. So
okay, I'm not following that one, but I'll take your word for it.
While they're still here, because you know those Asian carp are going to get them.
Yeah.
But we're going down the road of the Asian carp again.
I hate them.
You know what? I don't think we've done a show since August.
Bomb Chicago.
In which the Asian carp hasn't reared its ugly little suction cup covered head.
I'm telling you, man, nothing good is coming out of China right now.
You are Barbecue Bob, damn it. I lay down the challenge. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Find a grillable use for an Asian carp, and let's all make our millions and retire up north.
Well, I think that big pile of wood and throwing one up on top is a good start.
Well, let's throw a whole pile of them up there. You never know. You might get lucky.
Yeah.
It might be oak-seared Asian carp. It's delicious. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. So let's get into charcoal grills, since we didn't get to cover that in the first segment. Michael is the proud owner of a good one now. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, it's all that. I've stepped up in my equipment through the years and managed to keep it all. I've still got, for when the weather's bad like it's been, I leave that old, like, 20-year-old Weber kettle grill out there that I don't care if it rusts through to the ground and just disintegrates before my eyes.
They do last forever.
Just forever. You can't. The legs fall off of it. I've got to hold them in place when I move it across the deck. It looks like the grill's about ready to burn through the actual grate. But, yeah, I started out with one of those when I was still in college. I've got a water smoker also, a Weber. Looks like a little R2-D2-looking thing.
Isn't that called a bong?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? A water smoker. I get it.
Ear. And then moved up, got a much nicer regular grill for my housewarming gift. Moved into the new house 4 years ago. My father-in-law bought me a great big cast iron job that lives up on the deck in the nicer weather. And then recently stepped up with the good one and got myself into a real competition smoker, which is where my heart's at. I always wanted to be able to do the bigger projects, to throw on a big chunk of pig and let it. I'm one of those guys that, I mean, I did it on Thanksgiving. There were photos. I put them up of, you know, me up at 4 o'clock in the morning lighting the coals so that a 13-pound brisket could be ready for an afternoon dinner to go with the turkey.
Is that what you tell your wife? I'm going out to light the coals, honey.
It's pretty hard to hide me in my neighborhood. I'm the third scariest thing on my street. Trust me. People know where I am, especially when I'm out lighting fires at 4 o'clock in the morning. But also, you know, I put photos up on the Grilling Guys Facebook page of the thermometer the day that I went out.
You text me photos incessantly. I'll be out to dinner with the group, and boom, I got a message, and oh my gosh, look at that butt. That's nice.
Well, I did two roasts for the last round of the playoffs for the NFL, and it just happened to be that Sunday when it was 11 below when I woke up. Turns out, you can get the firebox going on a good one in a hurry when there's that kind of cold out. The heat goes straight up, and you could hear those dampers on the bottom of the box. Air going through. Oh, it got hot in a hurry. I ran it up, accidentally ran it up to about 500 degrees and had to slow her down.
That's all right. That just kills the bacteria.
But that's where my head is at. And that particular device, I mean, if you're in the market, and I've taken some emails from people that are looking for tips, if you want to impress people and really put the sex to some slow roasted pork or some beef short ribs or, you know, spare ribs, whatever your favorite flavor of dead animal is, it'll certainly get the job done.
And you got that from Zager's.
Yes, sir. And the hardwood charcoal to go with it.
Yep.
They helped me bungee cord it into the back of the F-150.
You actually got it from the Holland store, but they have one in Jamestown and in Kentwood. So let's plug them a little bit since they're good sponsors.
You bet. Bob, it occurs to me that maybe our listeners aren't completely familiar with the difference between grilling and smoking. I mean, it is a specialty technique, if you will, to cook meat. It's a lot slower. You need a lot more time. Typically, that's not something that any of us have extra of is time. So maybe you could draw a little comparison and contrast between grilling with charcoal and smoking with charcoal. What makes one different than the other?
Well, when you're grilling, if you have a cigar,
you're smoking then, too. I get it. Okay.
No. When you smoke on a good one, like Michael's talking about, that's indirect. So you have a firebox and then some sort of a channel for the smoke to hit your foods. And then the smoke and the heat cooks your food.
Okay. So when you say smoke, how do I get smoke? Charcoal generally doesn't smoke.
Well, it actually does. And then you can throw a little bit of wood on top of it. As you know.
What kind of wood? I mean, is it something
anything.
A branch I get off the...
Yeah, absolutely. Hickory, maple, cherry, sassafras is really good.
Okay. Oak will work in a pinch.
Oak, oh yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people like hickory. It's very common.
Stay away from spruce.
Yeah, it's a little, makes your food taste like gin.
You want to stick with, well, you know what? That might not be a bad idea.
You put some olives on that steak.
Gin smoked ham hocks.
Yeah, exactly. But you can get the chips the same place you buy the hardwood charcoal, right?
Typically, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you can just go out and cut a chunk out in the national forest.
Now, the smoking is a much slower cooking process, which means not only do we use indirect heat, but we use a lot less heat. Don't we? We tend to smoke
low
it
and
much.
Slow. Yeah.
Right.
If you're doing ribs, butt, brisket, anything like that that has to go low and slow, you're going to smoke it.
Butt is really a kind of a misnomer, isn't it? Because it's really a pork shoulder. When you go to the butcher, it's like an 8 to 10 pound cut of meat, and it's got the shoulder blade of the pig still in it. We'll have choppy little butt from him later this season.
The name is sticking.
But so it's a little bit of a misnomer.
So if somebody names that pig, what are they going to win?
What? They're going to win dinner with us when he's the main course.
Where are we going to do that?
Well, we haven't decided yet, but we're going to find a great location between now and then, and we're going to throw a party.
I think we need to talk to Brad the Builder and get that island of his out on Murray Lake working and see if we can't.
That's a possibility. That's a great possibility. But anyway, back to the charcoal. We've got indirect heat on a smoker versus direct heat on a charcoal grill, right? Let's talk about the charcoal itself. There's a lot of varieties out there. There's the stuff that you can get at virtually any store that lights with a match. There's others of it that is hardwood charcoal. What's the difference? Why do I care?
It's the quality of the smoke, the quality of the flavor, the length of the burn, and the temperature.
Okay.
I procured some... It was actually lump charcoal, which is supposed to be the traditional chunks of charred wood, like the good one makes. Only I got some from a, let's call it sort of a big box store, and it had their name on it. And only because I was out of good one charcoal, and I was doing that big event at Impact. And, I mean, dude, my firebox was white. There was this white stuff, and so that's like from South America somewhere. There's this oil and this smell that comes off it that I don't particularly care for. Now, Big Paulie will tell us later about Argentinian asado, but in this case, this wood doesn't work for me. It comes from Mexico. Who knows where? Building sites. I mean, I don't trust it. I want charcoal that's made near me, so it's oak.
Okay.
Because oak is your best form of heat.
Right. Hardwood burns real hot, burns for a long time.
Oak specifically burns the hottest. So if you're going to buy a blend, go to thenakedwiz.com and just check them out by
rankings. Right. And that nakedwiz.com, that's just a place.
That's a safe site.
Yeah.
Naked Wiz doesn't get you marked by the web filters, really?
Well, you know, the internet stuff's all over.
Spell
you
it.
Already. So everybody's watching your clicks right now.
Wiz, W-I-Z. Because the naked W-H-I-Z, I think, would be a different site.
Well, I can't think of it now that you've brought it into question. I honestly try not to think of it that way just because I live in the country and I have a deck.
Oh, so I was just going to say.
Naked Wiz is a common thing at the Nurmico House.
The other Naked Wiz is full of college co-eds and broken-hearted fathers.
Yeah. That's right. Well, They rank about 200 charcoals, and the Good One charcoal that Michael's so fond of using,
yeah,
that ranks number 8 out of 200.
Well, and I've been very, very lucky. I mean, not only did you turn me on to that, so that's a just rock solid heat source as far as hardwood charcoal burning hotter, burning longer. Once you get it set, it stays where it's supposed to be. But my mom and stepdad recently, about a year ago, took down what had to have been a 100-year-old pear tree. You know, ooh, it was 6-7 nice. Feet around at the base. And my stepdad looked at me, do you want any of this? I'm like, yep. And I filled burlap bags full of chunks of pear wood, which is rare. A lot of people don't have access to pear trees, especially old pear trees. And I'll tell you what, man, if you're doing fish or fowl, that's the way to go. It's a little fruit wood.
Yeah.
Partridge by any
chance?
Partridge
feathers out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
sorry,
awesome.
That was such a cheap.
Yeah,
thing.
It was easy, wasn't it? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Low hanging fruit.
Ironically, I've got a freezer full of pheasant that I plan on doing some stuff with. A buddy of mine went to Georgia, came back, and said, hey, you want a bird? I'm like, sure. And he gave me a dozen.
Nice.
So, yeah, I got a bunch of them ready to go.
So be careful when you're buying that charcoal. Get something made near the Midwest because it's going to be high in oak. Go to the Naked Wiz and have it rated. There's a bunch of it being brought up right now from Mexico. I would not want to use it because, again, nothing good right now is coming out of Mexico.
And it is Naked, NakedWhiz.com. I've got it up right here, and they do a lot of commentary on charcoal. And just worth a quick read if you got a chance to pull that up, because you know, the charcoal is a key component in making your meat turn out. And the ash that you talked about, I remember it was actually getting up on our food when we were making we did a couple hundred steaks for our men's night at a church we go to. But the point is that the good quality materials produce great meals.
It's going to have a better flavor and it's going to have better heat
every time.
Yeah. And then once you get used to using a good charcoal and then you buy a bag of, you know, one of the big brand briquettes, which are really half clay. They actually take the dust from a real charcoal station, like the people that make ours. They take all that dust and they blend it with clay and form those briquettes. So you're not getting the heat. It's like half dirt, dude.
Right. And so you're grilling over dirt. You're not grilling over wood, huh?
Yeah. It's like half dirt, dude. That's all you need to know.
It is. Right? And it does cost you less, but.
Well, and you use twice as much of it, though. So in the end, it really doesn't.
Exactly. Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we are going to wow you, so stand by.